Chanting "Justice, Justice," protesters in Guatemala City reacted angrily to the suspension of the trial earlier this month. The protesters, mainly indigenous people, want the 86-year-old former dictator punished for the massacres of Mayan Indians during the early 1980s that were part of a U.S.-backed scorched earth campaign against leftist guerrillas. An estimated 200,000 people were killed in the 36-year conflict that ended in 1996, most of them victims of Guatemala's security forces. General Rios Montt seized power in the 1982 coup and presided over the bloodiest period of the war during his 17-month rule. Jose Miguel Vivanco heads the Americas program at Human Rights Watch.
The military tactics that he used during that period were clearly in violation of the most basic standards of international humanitarian law by not making any effort in terms of distinguishing combatants from civilian population.
Rios Montt went on trial in March on charges of genocide for allegedly targeting an entire Mayan community in the country's highlands in a campaign to wipe out support for leftist rebels. At least 1,700 people were killed, according to prosecutors and witnesses. As the Rios Montt trial drew to a close, it was suspended over procedural issues that could annul the process. Defense lawyers, who argued the general did not order the killings, welcome the move.
It's a very important precedent for the country in an important case such as this one.
But others say the maneuvering reflects the difficulties in prosecuting human rights violations in countries like Guatemala, where judicial institutions are subject to pressure. International law expert Paul Seals spoke to VOA via Skype.
What we have at this point are the forces who basically are saying we will not be subject to the rule of law in the country. The rules of the country are for other people. We will not accept a statement that we were involved in genocide or crimes against humanity.
Despite the legal limbo, putting the ex-dictator on trial was unprecedented. The first time a former head of state has been tried for genocide by his own country's legal system.
To go after somebody who is who has been for years the quintessential representation of power and unlimited power as Rios Montt, and to charge him with human rights abuses, but not just any human rights abuses, with genocide, it revealed tremendous courage, but also some important change that that society is going through.
The U.S. State Department calls the trial historic and urged Guatemala Friday to ensure this case fulfills its domestic and international obligations. It also dispatched a top official to Guatemala City to consult about the judicial process. Bill Rogers, VOA News.